Thank you, Chair. And let me start by thanking the three speakers for their statement. It was very interesting to hear what you had to say, and I'm sure that during the week we will have time to discuss carefully the different elements that you have raised. Mr. President, I think we all can agree that this was a difficult year in terms of rise of racism in all regions of the world. We clearly have to redouble our efforts and focus on implementation of the standards that we have. Christchurch, Colombo, El Paso, and so many other places in the world where lives were lost, taken based on hatred and on false ideas of supremacy. We sit here in this working group, and we have a chance of making a contribution to fight the growing othering, the growing hatred, and making a difference by finding each other during the next week and come up with recommendations and conclusions that can have a meaningful impact on the ground. Allow me to focus on the European Union. The Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia, and Related Intolerance, Tendai Ashume, documented a resurgence of anti-Semitism in Europe. In her report, she referred to the study of the European Union Fundamental Rights Agency, published in December 2018. We are also aware that other surveys from the Fundamental Rights Agency has the second Minorities and Discrimination Survey, published in 2017, reported that discrimination is felt by other minority communities, such as Muslim communities, Roma people, and people of African descent. The EU does not take these disturbing trends as reflected in survey data and results lightly. They underline the urgency of our consistent efforts to ensure an effective and even implementation of our legal frameworks to combat racism, intolerance, and discrimination. These frameworks include, first and foremost, the Racial Equality Directive, which implements the principle of equal treatment, irrespective of racial or ethnic origin, in the areas of social protection, social benefits, education and access to, and supply of goods and services. There is also the framework decision on combating racism and xenophobia by means of criminal law, which sets the framework for a common response to racist hate speech and hate crime. It obliges EU member states to penalize the public incitement to violence or hatred against persons defined by reference to race, color, religion, descent, or national or ethnic origin, including when committed online. It also requires our EU member states to ensure that the racist and xenophobic motivation is considered as an aggravating circumstance or can be taken into account in the determination of the penalties for any other criminal offense. This legislation has been complemented by EU rules to protect victims of crime, enshrined in particular in the Victims' Rights Directive, which obliges our member states to ensure a fair and non-discriminatory treatment of victims of crime and pays particular attention to victims of crime motivated by hate and bias. The discouraging trends also make us cognizant of the need for the EU to continuously refine and sharpen its non-legal tools and initiatives, such as, for instance, on promoting diversity management in the workplace, working with IT companies on countering illegal hate speech online, making citizens aware of their rights, awareness among the discrimination affected of both legal and non-legal remedies, training of border and law enforcement officials, including on how to escape illegal racial profiling in their line of work, as well as to better target the funding available for authorities and civil society actors under the EU Wide Rights, Equality and Citizenship Programme. In this work, the EU High-Level Group on Combating Racism, Xenophobia and Other Forms of Intolerance plays a key role in advising and informing our efforts. The High-Level Group was established in 2016 and consists of 46 representatives from all EU member states, the Council of Europe, the European Commission Against Racism and Intolerance, the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and 28 non-governmental organizations. For instance, the high-level group has compiled and endorsed guiding principles on hate crime training for law enforcement and criminal justice authorities, and on access to justice, protection, and support for victims of hate crimes. These principles contributed to further developing guidance on improving the recording of hate crimes by law enforcement authorities, and are currently being tested and implemented in several member states through country workshops and activities. Relevant survey data, such as those resulting from the aforementioned surveys of the Fundamental Rights Agency, are also crucial for informing our actions to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Let us here underline the vital importance of applying a human rights-based approach to data collection, in which principles of data protection and the anonymity of privacy and privacy of persons are essential. The Fundamental Rights Agency is also bound by these principles. Mr. Chair, last year the European Union made a reference to the first presentation to the Special Rapporteur on Racism when she focused on her concern about the resurgent xenophobic and racist rhetoric and policies rooted in ethno-nationalism that do not only harm non-citizens of any given nation, they also make formal citizens belonging to ethnic, racial, or religious minorities vulnerable to discrimination and intolerance. Hers is one of many alerts, one that we should focus on before it's too late. The European Union remains fully committed to the total elimination of all forms of racial discrimination within its borders and in the world, and will continue to promote the universal ratification and full implementation of the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination and all other relevant instruments, including the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action. I thank you.